Blagojevich agreed yesterday to put back more than $170 million in areas like substance abuse and care for the developmentally disabled statewide. About $300,000 was initially cut from the DSC. Morrissey says more than $200,000 in grants may still be at risk since it was in the form of reserve funds. Morrissey says an agreement with social service groups means the state of Illinois could hold back some of those funds without permission.
You don't know if it's going to be there or not, or if they're going, you're going to provide the service and they're going to come back and do the cuts retroactively. You know, they may come back and say, all right, you've already provided these services, but because we haven't let you know, we're going to make those cuts retroactive back to July 1, which could have a significant negative impact.
The DSC hasn't cut any of its staff members, but has put a freeze on most hiring and cut off admission for any more adults in its residential program. And Morrissey says his agency hasn't received a state payment in 3 months. They're currently owed about $1.5 million. Food pantries in East Central Illinois are reporting an increase in demand as the economy slows down. Kathy Moore is with the Gibson Area Food Pantry, which serves the Gibson City, Melvin, Sibley School District area in Ford County. She says they've seen a 25% increase in demand for food, and she expects that number to increase throughout the winter. But Moore says the biggest change she's seen is in the reasons why people need the food pantry. She says in years past, most people who came in said they simply ran out of money at the end of the month. Now Moore says the need for food is more immediate.
Utility bills are mainly what their problem is. Their income doesn't meet their utility bills and food.
Demand at food pantries is also up in Champaign County. Jim Hires of the Eastern Illinois Food Bank says the number of people visiting food pantries in that county has gone up 59% in the past year. It's been said that a new Illinois law will allow the dead to testify from the grave. It will permit statements made by a murdered witness to be admitted in court as evidence against a suspect. Republican State Representative Jim Durkin of Western Springs says the law takes care of a problem he saw during his days as a prosecutor.
What we're saying in this situation, if we do have evidence that these people were silenced in the worst way, they were killed by the individual that they're testifying against, then there should be an avenue, at least an opportunity for them to have those statements presented before the court.
Durkin says the law established criteria that must be met to make sure any hearsay statements are reliable. The measure has been called the Drew Peterson Law, as some say it will help prosecutors in their case against the retired Bolingbrook police officer. A minister has said that Peterson's missing wife, Stacy, told him Peterson murdered a previous wife. This law could make way for that to be admissible in court. Peterson has not been charged. Both the Illinois Senate and now the Illinois House have agreed to Governor Blagojevich's suggestion that the law take effect immediately. A Champaign County judge has ruled that a 39-year-old man convicted of sexual assault and later deemed sexually violent does not have to return to prison. Vincent Lipscomb of Champaign was convicted in 1990 of raping a U of I student. He was sentenced to 24 years in prison. Lipscomb was due to be paroled in 2004, but State Attorney General Lisa Manikin moved to have him declared sexually violent. That means the state considered him mentally ill and likely to attack again. He was to be locked away until deemed cured. Yesterday, Champaign County Judge Harry Clem dismissed the case, saying psychological experts determined Lipscomb is not at risk to reoffend. It's 4:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering a wide selection of guaranteed, hand-knotted, oriental, and Persian rugs. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a cleaning and repair service. 1402 South Neal in Champaign.
Here's Mike Zola with the weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's already down to 29 degrees on Friends Plaza. Put it into perspective, November 1st or 21st, average high 47, average low 31. Well, we made it, almost made it to our average low. Our high today was 30 degrees here on the Friends Plaza. 17 was the low this morning, and it looks like we may outdo that tonight with a low dropping down to around 15 degrees. Now, we're going to do that with a sky that will be clear through at least the evening, and then some clouds that are already starting to drift around a high-pressure cell. The cell centered across southeastern Illinois, so circulation around that is bringing a generally light wind in from the west and tapping into some cloud cover that when you go further to the west up and through the northern plains and as far east as extreme western Iowa, a few snowflakes, the heaviest snow right now still across portions of southern North Dakota and northern South Dakota. There's a big area of clear sky that stretches all the way from upper sections of Minnesota across Wisconsin and, again, still in through east central Illinois and a good portion of Indiana with clear skies, with the exception of eastern Indiana, which is getting in on the lake effect snow bands that are more prominent across Michigan, but a few snowflakes falling across eastern portions of Michigan. For central Illinois tonight, and Champaign in particular, low temperature down to 15 degrees.
News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Well, we've come a long way from the primary battles between Hillary Clinton and now President-elect Barack Obama. Mr. Obama is expected to name Senator Clinton as his pick for Secretary of State. Members of the Obama transition team say they expect a formal announcement after Thanksgiving. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reminds us, Senator Clinton and the future president did have their differences.
On the campaign trail, Hillary Clinton often found herself defending her foreign policy.